It's time for another edition of Peter's Principles. For those of you that are just joining us, don't change that dial, as the information that you will hear could very well change your life. Our host, Peter Nielsen, is a recognized TV and radio health and fitness expert. Millions of listeners will recognize him from his nationally syndicated TV series, Peter's Principles. Peter was diagnosed with Crohn's disease at the age of 15. There is no known cause or cure for Crohn's, which makes it difficult for the body to absorb nutrients. Against all odds, Peter went on to win over 70 national and international bodybuilding titles. He almost died twice from the disease, but continues to motivate and educate listeners on how they too can learn his approach to a healthy lifestyle. Keep listening for valuable advice on supplements, proper nutrition, and exercise. Peter will encourage you to have faith and believe in yourself, and will also tell you about the latest medical breakthroughs. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
If you're looking to start an exercise or fitness program, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Go to my website at petersprinciples.com. Scroll down to the products. There you'll see the Peter's Principles Basic Training DVD as well as a personal training DVD. You'll also see a resistance training workout with cables. In these videos, I take you through each workout step by step. And the best thing is you could do them anywhere, anytime on your schedule. There's also a junior fitness workout program, so your kids can actually work out with you. If you need a little motivation, you could also check out my motivational CD and book entitled Principles of Hope. So if nothing's working for you this year and you truly want to be in the best shape of your life, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Whether it's nutritionally or putting together a fitness program, just go to petersprinciples.com. Or you can call 800-HOPE-392. See, my goal is to get you and your entire family to seize the moment of each and every day.
Hi, I'm Peter Nielsen, and I'm excited to say that my new home is right here on Faith Talk 1500. Join me every Saturday at 12 noon. Peter's Principles to me really stands for one word. It stands for God's hope. And hope to me means having optimum positive emotions about something that seems nearly impossible. So join me each week here on Faith Talk 1500, Saturday at 12 noon, and let's get better together.
Welcome to Peter's Principles. Now, the host of our show, TV and radio fitness expert, Peter Nielsen.
Welcome to Peter's Principles, a show dedicated to empower your life with hope. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Peter Nielsen, and hopefully wherever you're tuning in, whether it's the West Coast, the East Coast, my friends up in Canada, that you're having a great Saturday, a great weekend. If you want to become part of the show, you could always call 800-HOPE-392. You could go to my Facebook at Peter N. Nielsen, or you could inbox me on the Ask Peter section of petersprinciples.com. We love to hear from you and get you as part of the show to answer your questions. This show is near and dear to my heart because it's a show I haven't done before, and it's actually getting your life back after cancer. We're going to be talking to the medical community on just what exactly cancer is, and then we're going to be talking to some doctors on how do you tell a family or a person just diagnosed with cancer, how do you actually articulate that and tell this person that they're diagnosed with something that the medical science hasn't found a cure for and it's going to shorten their life? How do you prepare as a doctor? How do you prepare your patient to deal with this? And I'm sure we all have lost loved ones, maybe spouses or children, parents to cancer. So I want you to open up your mind and your spirit and try to just receive some blessings in this show on how to deal with certain things that sometimes we feel like we're in the middle of the storm. I'm going to be talking about on how foods work for you, not against you, and how certain wonderful foods could have antioxidants and phytochemicals and natural anti-inflammatory properties to help lower the risk of cancer, and how other foods could actually enhance and be irritants and do the negative effects of promoting cancer when it comes to the growth. Also, going through chemotherapy or any form of trying to beat cancer is getting your life back physically with exercise. It's so important to have the quality in your life, to have the strength to do the things that you truly want to do, and also mentally on how do you, especially if you believe in God, on how it just confuses everything, on how can you be in the midst of such a storm and trust in God Almighty to get you healthy. So we're going to go through that process. We're also going to have a special guest. I became friends with the singer Carmen. He's a Christian singer, and Carmen has been around for many years, and he's released, you know, he released his first LP, God's Not Finished With Me, which really gained tremendous attention with the networks. And following in 1982, he did so much work with television. He ended up in Texas filling the stadium, and he was, you know, probably one of the most successful artists when it comes to... He outdid Pink Floyd, Madonna, U2, the Jackson 5, Paul McCartney, Garth Brooks, even Metallica. You know, many newspapers noted that this one act that drew the highest attendance in Texas Stadium was Carmen, with 71,132 people that showed up to listen to his music. Some people will say they describe Carmen as part evangelist and part Vegas showman. He definitely is visual and entertaining, but he loves the Lord. And Carmen just recently has been battling cancer, went through chemo, and has just been in the fight of his life. And I met him and given him some nutritional advice and some workout plans, and I'm going to actually see him in Texas at my Zeal for Life Challenge convention for Zervita, the Power of One, coming up August 20th to the 23rd, where he'll talk about his testimony. But I'm going to have him on firsthand to talk about on when he was diagnosed and how he's doing now. But more importantly, you know, how is he getting his life back? And with him having such strong faith, what was going through his heart and his spirit as he's battling this storm? So for anyone that does remember and listens to Carmen's music, it's my privilege to have him on the show, and we'll have him on later on. After we talk to the medical community on exactly what cancer is. So I would love for you to stick around. This is a show that's going to be informative, especially if you or someone is going through cancer. You need to work with your physician. You need to work with God. You need to just make sure that you're exercising, getting the right nutrients, and having your A-team so that you truly have the best possible advantage to live here on planet Earth for as long as you're meant to live here, and also have the mental state, the spiritual peace to know that whatever you're going through, you still need to give God the glory, and you need to enjoy, even in the midst of the storm, your life, because we can never get back today. So we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be continuing this show. If you have a question, you could go to petersprinciples.com, go to the Ask Peter. You could always call 800-HOPE-392, and we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. I'm Peter Nielsen with Peter's Principles.
for supporting Principles of Hope. We encourage the hopeless and help everyone find physical and spiritual health. Peter's ministry is helping people feel God's hope and peace and light. And a gift from you will help. For a gift of $25 or more, you will receive a Principles of Hope CD with three powerful messages from Peter, each one inspirational, scripturally based, and dealing with practical ideas for keeping and finding real hope so you can finish the race strong.
Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
With a gift of $120 or more, you will receive a host of hope-building tools. First, Peter's latest book of private devotionals from his heart to yours. You'll also receive a devotional CD with 12 of Peter's most popular inspirational talks. Great for listening to in the car or when you work out.
Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
Third, Peter is a renowned fitness expert. Let him be your personal trainer with this inspiring home exercise workout DVD. And finally, you will receive the very first episode of the Principles of Hope TV series. This half-hour show tells Peter's own story of how he found hope. His journey of overcoming his own difficulty will inspire you. All these for your gift of $120.
Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope.
If you're in the middle of a storm in your life, these hope-building resources can help. And your gift supports Peter's ongoing ministry of bringing hope to people in need of spiritual and physical renewal. Please call now and support Principles of Hope. And may God bless you.
Hi, I'm Peter Nielsen, and I'm excited to say that my new home for Peter's Principles Radio is right here on Faith Talk 1500. Join me every Saturday at 12 noon so we could truly get better together. Peter's Principles is really about one word. It's about God's hope. And to me, hope means having optimum positive emotions about something that seems nearly impossible. Join me every Saturday at 12 noon so we could finish the race strong together.
Now back to Peter's Principles with fitness expert Peter Nielsen.
Welcome back to Peter's Principles. I'm Peter Nielsen. Hopefully everyone's enjoying whatever's left of your weekend, your Saturday afternoon. If you're just tuning in anywhere in the country, I hope you're having a great day. This entire show is really about life after cancer, and I know no one likes that C word, but what if your doctor told you, God forbid, that you had cancer? How do you deal with it? And what exactly is cancer? Those are the questions I want to answer during this segment. If you want to become part of the show, you could go to 800-HOPE-392. You could Facebook me at Peter N. Nielsen, or you could go to petersprinciples.com, go to the Ask Peter, and just leave your contact information. I have Dr. Frank Pitino, the creator of the Pitino Diet, with us today. And Doctor, first of all, I think that before I ask you the question when it comes to a patient, what exactly, in layman's terms, is cancer?
Hi, Peter. Always a pleasure to be here on board with you. Cancer is a genetic disease, Peter, and it's caused by changes in the genes that control how a cell functions, and especially how it grows and how it divides. Now, if you look under normal circumstances, cells are, they formed, they divide and grow, and then they die. Okay, there's what we call programmed cell death. They're supposed to die at a particular point. The term we use in science is apoptosis. What happens with a cancer cell is that they start dividing, they don't stop, they invade surrounding tissue, and this apoptosis goes away. Basically, they just keep going and going, and they grow very fast so that they have a very fast metabolism. So they basically grow out of control, and they become invasive, and they form what we call a tumor, which is a pack of these cells that start to take up space in an area they don't belong. In addition, when you look at the area surrounding the tumor, which we call the microenvironment, the cancer cells in that tumor can modify the cells in that microenvironment to form what we call blood vessels that will supply the tumor with oxygen and nutrients that normally are supposed to go to your vital organs. So it's basically competing with you for the nutrients and the oxygen that you're taking. And it also can remove the waste products from that tumor. So basically, this is what competes with your own function, your own cell functions in your body. And it starts, because of the rapid metabolism, it starts to gain. And this is why you see some cancer patients who look like they're wasted and their muscle mass is gone, because they can't keep up with the caloric intake because the tumor is just eating it all up.
So it's almost like you're competing for life.
You are exactly right, because a tumor and cancer is not a parasite. See, a parasite, when it invades your body, a parasite understands one thing, that if it kills the host, it dies also. And so the parasite, what it says is, I'm going to take just enough so that I'm really healthy and the host is sick, but I'm going to keep him alive because that keeps me alive. Cancer is not a parasite. Cancer will kill you. It doesn't care. It will just take and take and take until you're done. It's over. So, yes, it is competing against you, and it means to kill you. That's what it does.
My question to you, and you know, I've lost, and I'm sure all the listeners here today have lost, whether it's friends, family members, spouse, children, with cancer. And as a physician in your own life, in your own career, with your own patients, I can only imagine, how do you sit down and tell somebody that they have cancer, a disease that there's no cure for, and it's going to be terminal and shorten their life? How do you prepare, and then how do you prepare a person to deal with that?
Peter, as an internist and as an emergency room physician for 17 years, I can tell you that the two most difficult things that faces a physician in those situations is, number one, having to tell a family that one of their loved ones or one of their children has died, and you tried to save them and couldn't, and you did everything in the world, and you couldn't bring them back. And now you have to sit down with them and tell them that the child is gone or the baby's gone. In addition, the other difficult thing is, when you have a diagnosis that you have to give a patient, say, for instance, you find that somebody's got pancreatic cancer doesn't do well. Usually within 6 to 9 months, almost 100% of those people die. Very few of them make it through that. So, in essence, you're basically giving them a death sentence, and now you're going to walk in there and tell them what's going on. One of the things we do is we try to avoid using the word cancer, because cancer in and of itself invokes a rapid pulse rate, high blood pressure, the feeling of hopelessness, panic. The word itself causes all these things. So we tend to try to use the word tumor. For some reason, people don't see tumor in the same light, even though you're talking about the same thing. But the bottom line is this, Peter. You know, my father-in-law passed away in April, as you know, from cancer. He had stage 4 throat cancer that metastasized, that spread to his lung and his liver. And Larry was not a Christian. Larry did not want anything to do with God, even though his family was, his dad, his mother, his sister. He wanted nothing to do with God because his father died when he was 8. He was angry. And then he sees things like priests that molest children, televangelists that have mansions and, you know, corporate jets. And so he was turned off. What I did with Larry was, basically, Larry had this corn-burning furnace, and I would have to go out there in the wintertime and carry about 5 of these big pails of corn that weighed about 150 pounds from the barn to his house, which was about 100 yards in the snow and the ice. And as a result of doing that for him, his wife tells me one day, she goes, you know, Larry considers you his best friend. And so when he ended up in the hospital, he was down to 80-something pounds, and I knew that the game was over, and I knew that God was, you know, going to take him. I started talking to him about Scripture, and I shared with him about Jesus Christ and about how he saves us and how he died on that cross so that we could be with him forever in eternity with a body that never pains, never hurts, never cries, doesn't need sleep, and it's always light there. And he listened. He listened, and he wouldn't listen to the chaplain there at the hospital. When they asked about the chaplain, he started waving his arms. I don't want that. I don't want that. But when I started talking to him, he respected me because I befriended him, and he trusted me, and he came to know. So what I'm saying is that if you're a healthcare giver, you're a family member or a friend, and you're a Christian and you have somebody in this situation, you need to understand that this life on earth is a vapor. It's going to be gone. We're all going to die. We have an eternity to face, and you need to get that person to understand that they can be with Jesus for the rest of their lives if they trust in the Savior. And if you're a Christian and you have cancer, the question is this: instead of saying to God, why am I in this situation? As a Christian, what you have to say to God is, God, how can I bring you glory in this situation? Yeah. And that's really what I have to say.
You know, and it gives me the chills for anyone that's listening. I watched a movie with my daughter, Dana, over the weekend, and we were just going through Comcast and bought something on pay-per-view, and it was called Do You Believe, I think it was. And there was 12 different stories, and it was a Christian movie, and the bottom line was is that this pastor says to his church, do you believe? And everybody says yes, but then he says, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do with that? And through the whole story, there was things about people were putting guns up to people's heads and having to be in certain situations and people dying. And as you just said, it's like, for all the believers out there, it's like you could believe, but then what are you going to do about it to shine that light, to truly be the arms and the legs of Christ, to extend whatever life you have so that you're going to give Him glory and you're going to go out blazing and leave nothing on the table so that all and everything that you have had is being utilized for Him. So, Doctor, I just thank you for who you are, and never done a show on this topic. We're going to take a commercial break, and then when we come back, I'm going to be talking to a man who has gone through and is going through a battle of cancer. His name is Carmen. He's sold millions of Christian records. He's filled up stadiums, 70,000, 80,000 people, and he's trying to get his life back after cancer, so he's got an amazing story. I'm going to see him and meet him for the first time in Dallas at my Zeal for Life Challenge. He's going to give his testimony. So I thank you for being on Peter's Principles today, as always, Doctor, and I want you to have a great Saturday afternoon.
Thank you, Peter. God bless you.
God bless you. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with the Christian singer, Carmen. Don't go away. I'm Peter Nielsen with Peter's Principles. To start an exercise or fitness program, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Go to my website at petersprinciples.com. Scroll down to the products. There you'll see the Peter's Principles Basic Training DVD as well as a personal training DVD. You'll also see a resistance training workout with cables. In these videos, I take you through each workout step by step. And the best thing is you could do them anywhere, anytime on your schedule. There's also a junior fitness workout program so your kids can actually work out with you. If you need a little motivation, you could also check out my motivational CD and book entitled Principles of Hope. So if nothing's working for you this year and you truly want to be in the best shape of your life, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Whether it's nutritionally or putting together a fitness program, just go to petersprinciples.com or you can call 800-HOPE-392. See, my goal is to get you and your entire family to seize the moment of each and every day.
Thanks for supporting Principles of Hope. We encourage the hopeless and help everyone find physical and spiritual health. Peter's ministry is helping people feel God's hope and peace and light. And a gift from you will help. For a gift of $25 or more, you will receive a Principles of Hope CD with three powerful messages from Peter. Each one inspirational, scripturally based, and dealing with practical ideas for keeping and finding real hope so you can finish the race strong. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope. With a gift of $120 or more, you will receive a host of hope-building tools. First, Peter's latest book of private devotionals, From His Heart to Yours. You'll also receive a devotional CD with 12 of Peter's most popular inspirational talks. Great for listening to in the car or when you work out. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope. Third, Peter is a renowned fitness expert. Let him be your personal trainer with this inspiring home exercise workout DVD. And finally, you will receive the very first episode of the Principles of Hope TV series. This half-hour show tells Peter's own story of how he found hope. His journey of overcoming his own difficulty will inspire you. All these for your gift of $120. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope. If you are in the middle of a storm in your life, these hope-building resources can help. And your gift supports Peter's ongoing ministry of bringing hope to people in need of spiritual and physical renewal. Please call now and support Principles of Hope. And may God bless you.
Hi, I'm Peter Nielsen, and I'm excited to say that my new home is right here on Faith Talk 1500. Join me every Saturday at 12 noon. Peter's Principles to me really stands for one word. It stands for God's hope. And hope to me means having optimum positive emotions about something that seems nearly impossible. So join me each week here on Faith Talk 1500, Saturday at 12 noon, and let's get better together.
Welcome to Peter's Principles. Now, here's world-renowned fitness expert Peter Nielsen.
Welcome back to Peter's Principles. I'm Peter Nielsen. Hopefully everyone's having a great Saturday afternoon. Whether you're tuning in from the West Coast to East Coast, my friends up in Canada, I just hope that you're enjoying your weekend. If you're just tuning in, this entire show is really about you. Many people are diagnosed with just an incurable disease, cancer. How do you get your life back? And this entire show I'm dedicating to just life after cancer. And I have a special guest. I call him Friend. His name is Carmen, and he really is all about Christian music. Often described as part evangelist, part Vegas showman. His concerts were more like a rock and roll Billy Graham crusade than a Christian music event. And if you take the Mega Stadium acts, he's played bigger events than Pink Floyd, U2, Madonna, Jackson 5, Paul McCartney, Garth Brooks, even Metallica, when it comes to a newspaper saying that he filled Texas Stadium with over 71,000 people. In 1989, Carmen was named the Christian magazine Reader's Choice as the first favorite male vocalist of the year. In 1990, Billboard magazine recognized Carmen's influence in Christian music by naming him the first contemporary Christian artist of the year. He has received 15 gold and platinum albums and videos and has sold over 10 million records. And without further ado, I have Carmen with us today. And Carmen, thanks for being on Peter's Principles.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
You know, I think the first question, I mean, we have a mutual friend that kind of collided our lives together. And we've listened to your music all over the world. You have so many people that just have been following your career. And you've been through a battle. And this entire show is really about life after cancer. And my first question for all of the listeners all over the country is that when you were diagnosed and the doctor sat down and told you, what was going through your mind? What did you feel?
Well, I kind of felt like this was it. Because when a doctor says incurable and gives you a timeline on how much time you actually have to live with treatment, which means chemotherapy, which means, you know, you're basically shut down, and you know, that chemo's is it kind of knocks you for a loop. So I really basically had a year to 18 months of good time to live. So I'm thinking, well, okay, this is how I go out, you know. I didn't really get mad. I didn't get angry. I felt like, I had done what I was supposed to do. I had, I definitely had that feeling. And I had pretty much resolved myself to, you know, this was how it was going to be. It was a strange thing, because when you go through something like that, you make really quick, immediate choices of which way you're going to go. Am I going to be angry and mad and curse the heavens, or am I going to try and enjoy what time I do have? You sort of make that decision pretty early on, and that was kind of where I was at. But I had resolved myself that this was it.
You know, and for people that are listening, and you know, you and I, we've been talking now for a couple of months, and you know, you'd call, and you're in the middle of the desert. You're living in Vegas, and you're exercising, you're eating. When did it hit you that I want to live, and I want to seize the moment of every day, and even praise Him in the midst of this storm?
Well, the Lord knows what it takes to motivate you and to get you activated to fight. You know, you can have will to live, but then you have to have the will to fight to live sometimes.
The courage, yeah.
And if you don't have the will to fight to live, you might not live. And the thing that has always motivated me is having a sense of purpose. And my sense of purpose always came from ministry and music, and I hadn't recorded anything for many, many years and hadn't been doing concerts, and you know, times had changed. I got a phone call from a friend that I had known, you know, 20 years before, was an attorney, and wanted to just check it up on me, wanted to know how I was doing, and he says, yeah, you ought to record another record. I said, record companies won't touch me, you know, right now. You know, especially with cancer and everything. I mean, I can't keep these guys on the phone. And he says, well, let's do a fundraiser. And we did a fundraiser with Kickstarter. And we raised up enough money to do an album and to promote it. And it's a very expensive proposition. When I saw that, I saw a sense of purpose. It was like a domino effect. I said, this is something for me to do. And then if I was going to make music, I wanted to go bring it out to the people. If I was going to bring it out to the people, I had to be alive. And then I said, I got to fight to live. That's what gave me the will to live. But God knows all of our buttons, you know. And when you're going through that time, you got to look for that button that He's trying to push to give you the will to, because you can still deny it, you can still walk away from it, but he's trying to get your attention.
You know, and you couldn't have said that better. And here you are now, you're on tour, you've been back out after cancer, and I'm going to have the privilege of having you on stage, you know, in Dallas for the Zeal for Life Challenge on just you giving a part of your testimony. For people, before we leave, I mean, for people that have followed you, what would be the take-home message, Carmen? Here, you know, and just for everyone listening, God put it on my heart that with Peter's Principles, I want to do my worldwide television show, Life After Cancer, and I want to have Carmen on this whole half hour. So I want everyone to be watching for that in the months to come. But what would be the take-home message before we leave this segment? People that may be in the midst of the storm, they may be diagnosed today, they may have just lost a loved one. How do they get their hope back when they feel hopeless?
You have to remember, these things that come up on you, they're not lifelong situations. They come up like a storm. And storms come only to pass. You know, they don't stay in your life, the entirety of your life. Because the thing that makes them a storm is the fact that they did come suddenly and come unexpectedly. And as suddenly and as unexpectedly as they came, that's how they leave.
So the way in which something enters your life is usually the way something leaves your life at the same time. So if you keep that in mind, you realize that this thing will come, but it'll come to pass. It's going to blow through, and sometimes you just have to hold on. And holding on during the storm is a really big deal. Yeah. Sometimes people say, "Well, you should be conquering. You should be winning. You should be overcoming. You should be stronger than that." Hey, if you're in the middle of a hurricane and palm trees are blowing down the street and cars are flying and you're holding onto a pole and your feet are flapping in the wind, holding on is a good thing. if you can hold on during the storm, and when that storm is over and you're still there, that's great, because it takes a lot of strength to hold on during the storm. So I'm telling you, hold on during the storm. Keep your faith intact. Even if it doesn't seem like you're overcoming anything, if you're holding on, you're going to be okay, because it's going to come to pass.
How can people that have followed you for decades, that have listened to your music, may have listened to it today, how can they continue to maybe connect with you? What is the best place to find you?
Probably the best place would be to go to Facebook. Carmen, and my last name is Licardello. It's a big, long, last Italian name. So you look Carmen, you see Licardello, and you'll see there's like 397,000 friends on there. So if there's a Carmen Licardello with like four or five friends, that's just some phony guy coming up with a site. We have those all the time. So and there is an email address on there for booking, but it all goes to the same place, and it's a 5-star event at AOL.com. That's A and the number 5-star event at AOL.com.
You know, I just want to leave that everything happens for a reason, and even you and I just connecting was a God thing. And I just want to say that you have enriched so many people's lives, and I just want you to continue to do what you're doing and put one foot in front of the other. And God is not done with you, and He is just going to lift you and take you to places you've never been to before. So I love you as a friend. I will see you soon in Dallas. And again, thank you for being on Peter's Principles this afternoon.
I'll be there. Thank you. God bless you guys.
You got it. We're going to take a commercial break, and we will be right back. I'm Peter Nielsen with Peter's Principles.
For supporting Principles of Hope. We encourage the hopeless and help everyone find physical and spiritual health. Peter's ministry is helping people feel God's hope and peace and light. And a gift from you will help. For a gift of $25 or more, you will receive a Principles of Hope CD with 3 powerful messages from Peter. Each one inspirational, scripturally based, and dealing with practical ideas for keeping and finding real hope so you can finish the race strong. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope. With a gift of $120 or more, you will receive a host of hope-building tools. First, Peter's latest book of private devotionals from his heart to yours. You'll also receive a devotional CD with 12 of Peter's most popular inspirational talks. Great for listening to in the car or when you work out. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope. Third, Peter is a renowned fitness expert. Let him be your personal trainer with this inspiring home exercise workout DVD. And finally, you will receive the very first episode of the Principles of Hope TV series. This half-hour show tells Peter's own story of how he found hope. His journey of overcoming his own difficulty will inspire you. All these for your gift of $120. Call 800-HOPE-392 and help support Principles of Hope. If you're in the middle of a storm in your life, these hope-building resources can help. And your gift supports Peter's ongoing ministry of bringing hope to people in need of spiritual and physical renewal. Please call now and support Principles of Hope. And may God bless you.
If you're looking to start an exercise or fitness program, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Go to my website at petersprinciples.com. Scroll down to the products. There you'll see the Peters Principles Basic Training DVD as well as a personal training DVD. You'll also see a resistance training workout with cables. In these videos, I take you through each workout step by step. And the best thing is you could do them anywhere, anytime on your schedule. There's also a junior fitness workout program so your kids can actually work out with you. If you need a little motivation, you could also check out my motivational CD and book entitled Principles of Hope. So if nothing's working for you this year and you truly want to be in the best shape of your life, I'd love to be your personal trainer. Whether it's nutritionally or putting together a fitness program, just go to petersprinciples.com or you can call 800-HOPE-392. See, my goal is to get you and your entire family to seize the moment of each and every day.
Hi, I'm Peter Nielsen, and I'm excited to say that my new home is right here on Faith Talk 1500. Join me every Saturday at 12 noon. Peter's Principles to me really stands for one word. It stands for God's hope. And hope to me means having optimum positive emotions about something that seems nearly impossible. So join me each week here on Faith Talk 1500, Saturday at 12 noon, and let's get better together.
Pumping you up to be the best you can be. This is Peter's Principles with fitness expert Peter Nielsen.
Welcome back to Peter's Principles. I'm Peter Nielsen. Hopefully everyone's enjoying whatever's left of your weekend, your Saturday afternoon. I know that I am. It's been my great honor to serve this last hour. Whether you're listening from the West Coast to East Coast, my friends up in Canada, I just want to say thank you for joining us and tuning in to Faith Talk 1500 each and every week at 12 noon Eastern Time. This show has really been near and dear to me because I'm sure, like me, many of you have dealt with losing friends to cancer. And I know people who have come to me and said, I'm in the state of shock. I just came back from my doctor's office and he said I have, 6 months to 18 months to live. It's a very hard thing to deal with. And I wanted to do this show on life after cancer. You can have life after cancer. You can beat cancer. God can heal you. So I really wanted to do this. And this last segment, during the show, we had the medical community talking about what cancer is and some of the treatments, how a doctor goes about telling a family or a patient that they're diagnosed. We had a wonderful man, Carmen, the Christian singer, who has just, sold 10 million albums and platinum and gold records, was just recently diagnosed with cancer. And he is in a battle. And the last few months after chemotherapy, he went for a test and it was undetectable at this moment. And we are praying for his complete healing. And now he's trying to get his health back. And he has the passion and the purpose to not only hold on, but to continue to be used by God. And what I wanted to just say to each and every one of you is that when you go through a battle, and Carmen articulated himself quite wonderfully by saying, a storm comes in fast and it usually leaves very quickly. It's not your entire life. It's just a very small part of your life that seems like your world is turning upside down. It's like a cyclone coming in or a hurricane with 150 mile an hour winds. If you're just holding on to a pole and your body's just like flapping in the wind, and as Carmen said, trees are blowing and cars are blowing down the street, the most important thing is to hold on to every second. Each day counts because as the days go by, the storm's going to pass. So once you have that window of opportunity where you have the will and the desire and the courage to get up one more time and try one more day is when you need to start eating right. And once you could hold food down, you need to start moving your body and trying to condition the one model year that God has given you. So foods can work for you or they can work against you. There's foods that will create inflammation, and those are foods that you really want to stay away from, which are just saturated fat and alcohol and too much caffeine and nicotine and stress and foods like dairy products or, you know, fattening meats or cheeses or different things like that that are going to lead to irritants to the body. Then there are wonderful foods that are, I call, anti-inflammatory foods that bring inflammation down. Those are foods that medical science is even saying lower the risk of cancer. A great example are your colorful vegetables, the dark color of blueberries or eggplant, or the anthocyanins in blueberries or blackberries that lower the risk of even stroke. You have just the color yellow or orange has lowered the risk of ovarian cancers. The color red in tomatoes, lycopene and beta-carotene have been linked to lower the risk of prostate cancer. So there's a lot of phytochemicals and antioxidants in our wonderful, colorful fruits and vegetables that are great. And then you have your specific anti-inflammatory of foods like turmeric or rosemary or ginger or green tea, olive oil, triple virgin olive oil, cold-pressed flaxseed oil. All these bring inflammation down. They're like natural COX-2 inhibitors. They're actually better than pharmaceutical drugs or over-the-counter Advil or stuff like that, because this is the way God's made it. So knowledge is power if you implement it correctly. So when I go into a grocery store or a store like the Better Health Store and I start shopping, I know that these are wonderful things that could... A wonderful example is pomegranates or the fiber pectin in grapefruits, which is that the white fiber, the veininess to it. It lowers your cholesterol levels. So there's so many different things that we can do to help us on a daily basis that we should be eating. 60 to 70% on how you look and how you feel has to do with what you put in your mouth. So if you're recovering from cancer, or if you have what I have, Crohn's disease, it's so important to feed the machine and to fuel your body so that you feel like a dynamo and you don't feel as though you're eating something and you're Superman and it's your kryptonite and it's going to just bury you and make you feel weak. And then it comes to exercise. And the first thing before we even talk about strength training is to make sure that you start moving and take care of the most important muscle, your heart. You need to get your VO2 max back. You need to get more enriched oxygen in the blood so that you have more endurance. Because after going through chemo or going through radiation or any of those things, it just knocks you for a loop. It sucks the life out of you. It takes every living cell. It's not prejudiced. It's taking everything out so that it's going to try to restart and reboot, so to speak, your body like a computer. Let's defrag this. Let's totally clean this out. Let's wipe this computer out clean and let's reboot it. And then let's just put whatever we want in it again and install everything again. That's what's happening when you're going through a cancer. So for anyone that's listening out there, you really need to incorporate a good team, a good exercise physiologist or a good workout plan, and you need to wean into it. You need to just crawl before you walk, walk before you jog, jog before you run, and then nutrition. You need to be eating clean food and stay away from irritants and don't go back to old habits of fast foods and stuff like that. We only have one model year. This is not a dress rehearsal. You know, and it's really how we finish that really matters. And I want you to enjoy every moment, even when you're in the midst of the storm. But so often we make mistakes that we get so down on ourselves and we think it's over. And if only I'd known better, if only I take better care of myself, it's easy to feel like you've missed the best part of your life. And it's easy to feel sorry for yourself. But that's when people get discouraged and stop pursuing their God-given dreams. But understand this today, before we leave this show, just because you've made mistakes, just because you're sick, just because you may have cancer right now, it doesn't cancel God's plan for your life. God never gives up on you, ever. He doesn't say, go sit on the sidelines, you got cancer, you've blown it too many times, you've got too many weaknesses in your body. No, God always gives you another chance. He gives you life. Some of the greatest people in the Bible made very poor choices, whether it's King David. He was a murderer and committed adultery, yet his destiny was bigger than his mistakes. He ended up becoming a great king, and God himself called him a man after God's own heart. God knew David's heart. He knew his condition. He knew the story wasn't over until God said it was over. What am I saying? Our mistakes, our illnesses, our failures, our poor choices don't have to be final. They don't have to keep us from our God-given destiny. Even if we're sick in the midst of the storm and we don't understand and we don't have all the answers, with God, it's not about the way you start in life. It's about being obedient and the way you finish. Even if you're sick today, you need to give him glory and understand you have a day. Receive his grace and his hope today and embrace his light for your future. Until next week, I just want each and every one of you to just have a wonderful, wonderful coming week. I'm Peter Nielsen with Peter's Principles. God bless.